it was brave, but I think, like I said, I need to really think about what I saw in there. You know,
I really like the set design, yeah. Different layers of the set and the use of reflections and video projection. I thought it was really interesting and captivating.
I suppose the bizarreness of it all
and falling deeper and deeper into chaos, really.
Yeah. And Kenya's linked to Lewis Carroll's interest in Alice Little.
Well, yeah, that's very true.
I was gripped by it, actually. I couldn't stop watching it, and I liked the oddness about it.
Extreme, you know, voyeurism.
Yeah, but also the girl coming out of it, and I quite, that was the bit I liked. I thought that was the most interesting part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is the girl playing it or not? And was that his daughter?
It's the metaphor of going down the rabbit hole and then losing your way, and are you able to get back out of it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think it was brave of the company to deal with that subject matter. Well, also because it's pornography and that's what you think is going to happen, and someone's going to get murdered and she's going to enter into it. And
yeah.
It was about him becoming further and further into the more sort of perverse side of the internet.
It kept your attention throughout, I have to say. I haven't read about it beforehand, so I came without knowing any of the background. I thought it was more about the degradation of this internet porn.
With Alice, there's all the different layers of falling deeper into and different layers of a stage and a set kind of added to it.
I'm not sure you can have a discussion about it.
I don't know what the discussion would be.
Yeah, because the couple at the end are still acting normally, which is how it would be.
Isn't the discussion about what to do about the issue rather than about discussing the issue?
As I said earlier, one of my thoughts is to get rid of the word pornography. And in that kind of stuff, say, let's be straight about it, it's sadism. I think he's pushing the boundaries.
Yeah.
I think he's pushing the boundaries. It's daring.
I thought it touched on the issues that are in my mind about how the internet is and how the culture of the internet is amongst my generation, where a lot of stuff is normal and a lot of things a lot of children these days, it is normal for them to like find something on the internet and show it to each other, but they don't get the... They don't have the preconceptions about what... The sort of preconceptions that people of a lot of the audience's age have already. So, it's just shocking. But there's a lot of people that are growing up that don't think it's shocking, it's just normal. And then which is not really what the play was talking about. But that's something that I think about.
Why can't we just have healthy people shagging? We don't, you know.
And somebody's got a video camera.
And somebody's got a video camera. They don't necessarily need to be.
Well, don't they distinguish between erotica and pornography? And this was very much about...
Well, some people's erotica is maybe a gangbang and somebody being killed at the end. Maybe that's your idea of erotica, is that what you're saying?
I think there's something to be said for that. Hopefully, if presenting the juxtaposition, that maybe it should produce a sort of through there. I think often it can be quite easy in theatre. Not easy, but it can happen in theatre. Bye-bye. You get the clapping at the end and it's gone. It's like, oh, great, that was a show. But with stuff like this, I think it's meant to linger.
I really like the design of it. The design was very good. The performances were pretty good and brave, like I said. But what I felt was... I tend to look to the brighter side. I tend to look to the red balloon, you know, more than... I don't think it has to... be so dark, you know, but each to his own. It was a great piece of work. The guys are very, very well done all around, you know, just very, very interesting.